This is Colourful.
I've actually popped over to North Africa now, and with me is Muhammad Ali. He is the Director of International Cooperation from the Minister of Tourism in Libya. A very good afternoon to you, Muhammad. And I must point out to the listeners, it's not the boxer Muhammad Ali, is it?
Hello, good afternoon for everybody. I'm so glad to speak with you in this afternoon. And also, what makes me very happy, before the end of this exhibition, I have the occasion to speak to you about my country, about the future and tourism for about my country.
So let's just get an idea as to where Libya is. I did say North Africa, but I want my listeners to also understand exactly where it is in North Africa.
If you said Libya, you mean the gate of Africa. We are situated between the two countries, was very now in tourism in North Africa, you mean Tunisia and Egypt. And we have the most longer coast in the Mediterranean, more than 2,000 kilometers in the Mediterranean coast. So who wants to reach Africa, he must pass by Libya.
Yes, indeed. So we've got a coastal area in Libya. What else can we have? What else do you offer in Libya?
And Libya, what offering for tourism? Libya offering a history, offering security, offering hospitality, offering very nice archaeological sites, offering also the quality of the Libyan people, meaning our African and Mediterranean history.
Now, Libya, is it a Muslim country?
Libya is a Muslim country, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so obviously for the visitors of Libya, they'll obviously have to observe that as well.
You know, we are a Muslim country, but also we respect the other culture. And also, you know, we have this our attach with the Mediterranean. And for covering women, we are not, you know, we have the European who is living with the Libyan, and not only for tourism, and they are living in Libya without any difficulty with the society. So even the Libyan women, if she wants to be covered. If she wants to be modern and European style, it's our choice. It's not, there is no law, no tradition who said the women must be covered or you have to wear by this way or another way. So the Libyan society is very opinion about the world. So we understand the others must respect our culture, and in the same time we must respect the other culture.
So currently, where are your tourists from?
The main markets: Italian market, French market, and also English and German market. And we working also with the so far also market, meaning American, Australian, and also Asiatic, like Japanese, Taiwan, with Libya.
And do you find, Muhammad, that a lot of people actually think that Libya is in the Middle East?
We are very important for the North Africa and also for the Middle East. Libya is playing a role from during the ancient history as a point for transformation, and also connect between Middle East and North Africa. And by culture, and also we belong to the Muslim country, which is situated in the Middle East. But by roots, we are African and we are in North Africa. And we are so happy to have this role in our country.
Now, I understand that the further north you go in Africa, the hotter and drier the actual weather is. Is that true?
No, it's not so. You know, Libya it's a Mediterranean country, and you know, we have the Mediterranean weather. Yet we are a very huge country. We are covering more than 1,700,000 kilometers, and really, it's one of the most important part of Libya, situated in the desert. But Libya also it's fronted with Mediterranean. And when you speak about Mediterranean, you can speak about the nice weather, blue sky, sunshine, and this advantage for the people to come to visit Libya.
So for a first-time visitor who might have never even visited Africa, where would you suggest that we should go to when we arrive in Libya?
The main arrival point to Libya is Tripoli or Benghazi, which is two main city in Libya, which is situated in the north. But by experience, there is a lot of people who was going inside of the country, going to see the desert area, and also when they go to this area, they discover the desert is not sterilized. The desert, the plenty of history, plenty of heritage, plenty of civilization, and also it's the main resources to study the human being history. And if you don't know, the African desert, it was the first point for the ancient human being in our planet.
And where can our listeners find out more about Libya?
I give our website, libyatourism.org, or Libya welcoming you, and open his arm and say welcome to visit us, and we will be glad to see you in Libya.
Thank you so much, Muhammad Ali.
I'm very glad to speak with you and with your audience, and all the success for your program and in the next show, inshallah.
This is Colorful.